Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, we forgive them our trespasses against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. This time tomorrow night, Bucco, you'll be saying the rosary all by yourself. Unless Lizzie and Con say it. Sinners now at the hour of our death, amen. No, no, no. Not this time tomorrow. It's only 4:30 in Philadelphia now. It's 9:30 there, it'll be the wee hours of the morning here. And Screwballs will be curled up fast asleep in his wee cot. Right, honey? And when he's dreaming, you'll be swaggering down 56th Street on 3rd at the junks at 29th and 7th at 81st with his big blonde nuzzling up to you. You need to be careful out there, boy. Some of those Yankee women are dynamite. But you'll never marry. Never. Bachelor's written all over you. Fated to be alone. A man without intimates. Something of an enigma. Who is he, this silent one? Where is he from? Where does he go? Every night we see him walking beneath the trees along the bank of the canal, his black cloak swinging behind him, his eyes lost in thought, his servant following him at a respectful distance. Who is he? I'll tell you who he is. The Bachelor. All the same, laddie book. There are compensations in being a bachelor. You'll age slowly and graciously. Then perhaps when you're quite old, out in 43, you'll meet this beautiful girl of 19 and you'll fall madly in love. Karen. That's her name. No, no. Ah, Tamara. Tamara. Granddaughter of an exiled Russian prince. And you'll be consumed by a magnificent passion. And this night you'll invite her to dinner in your penthouse. And you'll be dressed in a deep blue velvet jacket. And the candles will discover magic fairy lights in her hair. And you'll say to her, Tamara. And she'll incline her face towards you and close her eyes and whisper.
Your decket.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive them.
When you're curled up in your wee cot, Screwballs, do you dream? Do you ever dream of the past, Screwballs? Of that wintry morning in Balchifree, and the 3 days in Bundoran, and the young gay girl from beyond the mountains who sometimes cried herself to sleep? Oh God, maybe Screwballs behind those dead eyes and that flat face. Are there memories of precious moments in the past? My God, have I been unfair to you? Is it possible that you've hoarded in the back of that mind of yours? Do you remember? Would you? It was an afternoon in May. Oh, 15 years ago. I don't remember every detail, but some things are as vivid as can be. The boat was blue, and the paint was peeling. And there was an empty cigarette packet floating in the water at the bottom, between two trout. And the left rowlock kept slipping. And you'd given me your hat and put your jacket round my shoulders, because there'd been a shower of rain. And you had the rod in your left hand. I can see the cork nibbled from the butt of the rod. And maybe we had been chatting. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But between us at that moment, there was this great happiness, this great joy. You must have felt it too. Although nothing was being said, just the two of us fishing on a lake on a showery day. And young as I was, I felt, I knew that this was precious. And your hat was soft on the top of my ears. I can feel it. And I shrank down into your coat. And then, for no reason at all, except that you were happy too, you began to sing. All round me hat I'll wear a green colour ribbon, oh. All round me hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anybody asks me the reason why I wear it, it's all because me true love is far, far away.
Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen.
Will you take your supper now?
Aye, anytime suits you.
And what about St. Martin de Porres?
Hmm?
Supper.
Supper? Oh, yes, supper. Please, Madge, please.
I suppose even the saints must eat now and again, too.
What time do you make it?
A quarter. Almost 10 to 10.
Oh, it's that anyhow.
Go on. Ask him. He must remember.
The days are shortening already. Before we know, we'll be burning good light before closing time.
Go on, go on.
What ever happened to that old boat on Loch na Cluck Cor?
What's that?
Again.
That old boat that used to be up on Loch na Cluck Cor, an old blue thing. Do you remember it?
A boat, huh?
You wait
till
the
rosary. Ah, here's the cannon.
Bugger the cannon.
You're a terrible woman.
Well, cannon.
Marge.
Good night, cannon.
She says I wait till the rosary's over and the kettle's on.
Oh, she's a sharp one, Madge.
You wait, says she, till the rosary's over and the kettle's on.
Pay no heed to Madge, cannon.
And how's the O'Donnell family tonight?
How's the O'Donnell family tonight? Loving away as usual. Not a thing happening.
Liar.
Just so now. Just so. Will we have the game of drafts now? Or will we wait till the supper comes in?
Oh, we may as well commence, Sean. I see no reason why we shouldn't commence.
Yeah, whatever you say, Kenny.
You wait, says she, till the rosary's over and the kettle's on.
She's a sharp one, Madge.
She's a sharp one, Madge.
It'll be getting near your time, Garth.
Tomorrow morning, Canon.
Just so now. Tomorrow morning.
Repeat it.
Tomorrow morning.
Ah, here we are.
Careful the way time passes, too.
Black or white, Canon?
Black or white.
Black for the crows and white for the swans.
Black for the crows and white for the swans.
Have a shot of the black tonight.
Maybe I will then.
Can't take the money off you every night.
Can't take the trousers off you every night.
Cannon, old boy.
You had a great streak of luck last night, I'll grant you that.
Do you know what?
What's that, Ken?
You'll have rain before morning.
Do you think so?
Aye. It's in the bones. The leg's giving me the odd job.
We could do without the rain then.
Before the morning you'll have it.
We'll get her full of it here.
The best barometer I know.
Aye, no want to rain.
Before the morning.
As if we didn't get enough of it.
The jobs are never wrong.
Stop press, news flash, sensation. We interrupt our programs to bring you the news that Canon Mick O'Byrne of Ballybeg, Ireland, has made the confident prediction that you'll have rain before the morning. Stand by for further bulletins.
You wait, says she, till the rosary's over and the kettle's on.
Usual stakes?
I see no reason to alter them.
What about putting them up? Just for the first game.
The thin edge of the wedge, huh? As the bishop says. No, the way I see it, there's a lot to be said for the status quo. A halfpenny game will neither make nor break either of us.
Have you begun already?
Shush, woman.
If it was turkeys or marble clocks they were playing for, they couldn't be more serious.
Yeah, quiet.
Don't bother me. There you are now. Look after yourselves. Wouldn't you love to throw the teapot round them?
Scalding hot.
And raise blisters on their old bald pates. God forgive me.
Madge.
What?
Why don't you take a run over to see the new baby?
More of my mind than that.
I put up the jars and wash up these few things.
And it's the last night we'll have you to torment us.
Go on, go on. You know we can't get swapped with the dirty stories until we get you out of the road.
Quiet there.
Hurry up now. Nellie'll be wondering why you didn't show up.
I soon.
Your own namesake, isn't it?
So she says.
Come on, get a move on. You'll be back before bedtime.
What do you think?
Quick,
I'm away. Hey, oh, don't forget. Them shirts aren't right aired.
Oh, Madge.
What is it?
Don't.
Now what?
Why did my mother marry him instead of Master Boyle?
What?
She went out with both of them, didn't she?
She married the better man by far.
But she went with Boyle first, didn't she?
I told you before, she went with a dozen. That was the kind of her. She couldn't help herself.
But is that what started Boyle drinking?
If it was, more fool he. Oh, and any other nosing about you want to do, go and ask the boss. For you're not going to pump me up.
tell you to go and ask that for. Snap, boy, snap. We want no scenes tonight. Get up and cheer out of this because you're liable to get overexcited watching these two daredevils dicing with death. Into your survival shelter and brood, brood, brood. No, no, no. I'm not leaving. Just going in here to have a wee chat with my Chinese mistress. The cannon, battling tooth and nail for another halfpenny. Screwballs, fighting valiantly to retain his trousers, gripped in mortal combat. Hi, kids. Having fun, kids, eh? Any chance of a game, huh? Tell me, boys, strictly between ourselves. Will you miss me? You will. You really will. I tell you what I want you both to do. Just close your eyes and think of all the truly wonderful times we've had together. Now, what do we chat about, hm? No, screwballs. Not women. Not before, you-know-who. Money, Cannon? Ach, sure, Cannon. What interest have you in money? Sure, as long as you get to Tenerife for 6 weeks every winter, aren't you happy and content, hm? Ah, but I'm wasting my time with you, Cannon. Screwballs here is different. There's an affinity between Screwballs and me that no one, literally no one, could understand. Except you, Cannon. Because you're warm and kind and soft and sympathetic. All things to all men. That's it. That's exactly it. Because you can translate all this loneliness, this groping, this dreadful bloody buffoonery into Christian terms that will make life bearable for all of us. And yet you don't say a word. Why, Cannon? Isn't this your job, to translate? Why don't you speak then? Prudence, arid Cannon. Prudence be damned. Christianity isn't prudent. It's insane. Or maybe this just happens to be one of your bad nights. Hmm? Cheer up. Give us a song, eh? Aye, aye. For the days of auld lang syne. Music, 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 music. Mendelssohn. Into the bedroom, laddie book. Stick on a record. Come on, Mendelssohn. Come on, Rosendale Bow, and spit in your hands and give us an old bard or two. Listen. 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 Do you hear that? Do you know what the music is saying, Screwballs? It says that once upon a time, a boy and his father sat in a blue boat on a lake on an afternoon in May. And on that afternoon, a great beauty happened. A beauty that has haunted the boy ever since. Because he wonders now, did it really take place, or did he imagine it? There are only the two of us. Each of us is all the other has. And why can we not even look at one another? Have pity on us. Have pity on every goddamn man jack of us. What to hell with all strong, silent men?
What's that noise? Was that, Kenna? A noise of some sort. Is there? I don't hear.
Wait.
Is it?
It's music, is it?
Music?
Ah, it is music.
Oh, that'll be Gar, then.
Ah.
Playing them records of his.
Just thought I heard something.
All he asks is to sit down there and play them records all day.
Makes him happy.
Ah. Terrible man for the records.
Just so now. It'll be getting near his time, he tells me.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Aye. Tomorrow morning. Powerful the way the time passes, too.
He awaits as ye till the rosary's over and the kettle's on.
A sharp one, Madge.
Yes. You're not beaten. There's hope for you yet.
I don't know, is there?
No, you're not too late yet.
Maybe. Maybe.
No, I wouldn't say die yet. Not yet, I wouldn't. You're not too late yet.
Not sleep again tonight, Leto. 4 more hours to go. This is the last time you lie in this bed. The last time you look at that pattern on the ceiling. The last time you listen to the silence of Ballybeg. The last time...
Ach, shut up.
It's now 16 or 17 years since I saw the Queen of France. Go to the shop, man. Get yourself a packet of aspirin. That'll do the trick, huh? Mind if I take a packet of aspirin, screwballs? Send the bill to the USA, okay? How'd you go, boy, and get a tracker of pills? My God. Will you look at who's sitting at the kitchen table? Lady Godiva in a pair of drawers.
What are you doing down?
Me? I wasn't sleeping. What is you up?
I wasn't sleeping either. I get some aspirins in the shop.
Hard to sleep sometimes.
It is, aye. Sometimes.
I made a cup of tea. There's a cup left in the pot.
Aye?
If it's a headache you have.
That'll make me no worse anyway. How's your time, boy? The small hours of the morning. The time for confidences, huh?
Put your head on my shoulder and say... How's my wee darling, Daddy?
You want some more?
As you know, I never take a second cup.
Playing hard to get. Come on, Bucko. It's your place to make the move. The younger man. Say. Screwballs, with two magnificent legs like that, how is it you're never in showbiz? It's now 16 or 17 years. Say. The longest way round's the shortest way home. Say. Oh, my God. Say something.
You'll need a new tyre for the van.
What one's that?
The back left-hand one. I told you. It's done.
Aye. I sure you did.
And...
What else?
And don't forget the fencing posts for Maguire next Wednesday.
Fencing posts?
12 dozen. The milk lorry will take them. I spoke to Packy.
Aye, right.
Go on. Keep talking.
And if you're looking for the pliers, I threw them into the tea chest under the counter.
Which tea chest?
Oh, the one near the window.
Oh, I see.
You're doing grand. Keep at it. It's the silence that's the enemy.
You'll be wanting more plug tobacco. The traveller will be here next week.
More plug?
It's finished. The last of it went up to Curran's Wake.
I'll see about that.
And you'll need to put a new clasp on the lower window. The tinkers are about again.
Aye?
They're in at dinner time. I took 6 cans off them.
I just thought I noticed something shining from the ceiling.
It's the cans, then.
Aye.
That's what it is. I bought 6 of them.
They'll not go to loss.
They wanted me to take a dozen, but I said 6 would do us.
Oh, no, 6 is plenty. They don't go as quick as they used to, them cans.
Everyone has gas cookers and ranges and things.
What's that?
I say they don't buy them now because the open fires are nearly all gone.
Oh, that's it. All cookers and ranges and things these times.
That's why I wouldn't take the dozen.
Oh, you're right, too. Although I mind the time when I could get through a couple of dozen in a week.
Aye?
All cans it was then, you know. Maybe you'd sell a kettle of turf cutting, you know, or if there'd be a yank... Coming home or that.
Better get these pills and then try to get a couple of hours sleep.
You getting the mail van to the station?
At 7:15.
I listened to the weather forecast last night. Moderate westerly winds and occasional showers, it said.
Aye?
I was thinking that should make a fair enough day for going up and down plane.
It should be, then.
Showers. Just like the canon said. I was meaning to tell you that you should sit at the back.
It's now 16 or 17 years. The longest way round is the shortest way home.
So the canon there is saying.
You know, there, if there was an accident or anything, it's always the front gets it the hardest.
I suppose.
I mean, so he was saying, you know, not that I would know, it's just that he was saying it there.
No, you can't go without asking him. He might remember. He might. But if he does, my God, laddo, what if he does?
Do you know what kept coming into my head the day?
Huh?
The fishing we used to do on Loch na Cluach Cor.
Oh, aye, Loch na Cluach Cor, aye.
We had to throw on it every Sunday during the season.
That's not today nor yesterday.
There used to be a blue boat on it. Do you remember it?
Manage a fish we took off that same lake.
Do you remember the blue boat?
Blue one, huh?
I don't remember who owned it, but it was blue, and the paint was peeling.
I mean, a brown one the old doctor brought from somewhere away.
Oh, it doesn't matter who owned it. It doesn't even matter that it was blue. But do you remember one afternoon in May? We were up there, the two of us. It must have rained, because you put your jacket round my shoulders and gave me your hat.
Aye?
And it wasn't that we were talking or anything, but suddenly you sang, "All round my hat, I'll wear a green colour ribbon, oh."
Me?
And for no reason at all, except that we... That you were happy. Do you remember? Do you remember?
No. No, then I don't.
There.
All round my hat. No, I don't think I ever knew that one. It wasn't the Flower of Sweet Straban, was it? That was always my song.
It could have been. It doesn't matter.
So now you know. It never happened.
No, that was never one of mine. What does it go like?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know it either.
You say the boat was blue.
No, it doesn't matter. Forget it.
Well, there was a brown one belonged to the old doctor, and before that there was a wee flat bottom, but it was green. Or was it white? I'll tell you, you wouldn't be thinking of a punt. I mean, it could have been blue, you know, one that the curate had down at the pier last summer.
Oh, it doesn't matter, I said. Forget it.
Well, what has you up at this hour of the morning?
Me? I took medicine and the cramps won't let me sleep. I thought you were in bed.
I was over at Nellie's. Oh, the place was upside down.
Nothing wrong, is there?
Not a thing.
The baby's strong, healthy.
Grand.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
They're going to call it Bridget.
Bridget? Oh, that's a grand name. Patrick, Bridget and Colum Killia. Madge.
You'll get a cold, padding about in that rig.
Madge, I'll manage rightly, Madge, huh?
Surely you will.
I'll get one of Charlie Bonner's boys to do the van Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I'll manage rightly.
This place is cold. Way off to bed.
It's not like the old days, you know, when the whole countryside dealt with me. I needed the help then. But it's different now. I'll manage by myself now, huh? I'll manage fine. Huh?
Fine.
Madge, do you mind, Madge, the trouble we had keeping him at school just after he turned 10? Do you mind nothing would do him but he'd get behind the counter? And he had this wee sailor suit on him this morning.
A sailor suit? He'd never had a sailor suit.
Oh, he had, Madge. Oh, Madge, he had. I can see him, his shoulders back and the wee head up straight and the mouth. Oh, man, a set. And to see this morning, I can hear him saying it. See, I am not going to school. I am going into my daddy's business, you know, all important. And do you mind you try to coax him to go to school? And not a move could you get out of him. And him as manly looking, and this wee sailor suit as smart looking on him, and the heel of the hunt, I had to go with him myself, the two of us, hand in hand, happy as larks. Oh, we were that happy, Madge. And him dancing and chatting beside me, do you mind? You couldn't get a word in edge with all that chatting he used to go through. Maybe, Madge, maybe it's because I could have been his grandfather, huh?
I don't No.
I was too old for her, Madge. Huh?
I don't know. They're a new race. A new world.
A wee sailor suit. All the chatting they used to go through. I don't know either.
Oh, tomorrow will be sore on him. His heart will break tomorrow. And all next week. And the week after, maybe. Bridget. Oh, it's all right. Bridget. Betty. Oh, Betty Mulhern. Bridget Mulhern. Like Madge Mulhern doesn't sound right. Madge Mulhern. Madge Mulhern. I don't know. It's too old-fashioned or something. Oh, and has he his cap in his pocket? Ah, he has. And an apple, too, if you don't mind. For all his grief. He'll be all right. That Lizzie one will look after him well, I suppose. If she can take time off from blathering. I haven't had much time for blathering women. Now, where's my purse? Aye, that'll get him a cup of tea in the plane. I had put them £2 by me to get my feet done at the next fair day. Ah, sure. They can wait till next month. From what I hear, there's no big dances between now and then. And when the boss was his age, he was the very same as he is now. Leppin' and eating about and acting the clown as like as 2p. And when he's the age the boss is now, he'll turn out just the same. He'll have learned nothing in between times. Ah, sure, that's people for you. They'd put you stray on the head if you thought too much about them.
You down too? This place is turning into a nightclub.
Sure, I'm only getting back.
Well, how's the new Marge?
Strong and healthy. And that's all that matters. Are you and the boss chatting there?
When's the christening?
Sunday, after last mass.
Madge Mulhern. Are you proud?
I'm just tired, son. Very tired.
You sure there's nothing wrong, Madge?
If there was something wrong, wouldn't I tell you?
Of course you would. Who else has she?
Did you tell her she's getting an elephant out of my first wages?
Aye, so. The jars are up.
Oh, hours ago.
And the dishes is washed.
All done.
I give you a call at 6:30 then.
Madge, you'd let me know if I got sick or anything.
Who else would there be?
Just in case. Not that it's likely. He'll outlive the whole of us.
Good night.
Sleep well, Marge.
Sleep well yourself.
Watch her. Carefully. Every movement. Every gesture. Every little peculiarity. Keep the camera whirring. For this is a film you'll run over and over again. Madge, going to bed on my last night at home. Madge, closing the door.
Oh, good God, boy. Why do you have to leave?
I don't know. I don't know.
In Philadelphia, Here I Come, by Brian Friel, the cast was Gar O'Donnell Public, Barry McGovern, Gar O'Donnell Private, Desmond Cave, Madge, Mary Keen, S.B. O'Donnell, Ray McAnally, Kate Dugan, Barabrenny Huive, Senator Dugan, Clive Geraghty, Master Boyle, Cyril Cusick, Canon O'Byrne, Philip O'Flynn, Lizzie Sweeney, Eileen Colgan, Con Sweeney, Desmond Perry, Ben Burton, Pather Lamb. Ned was played by MacDara O'Farther, Tom by John O'Lehan, and Joe by Donna Deeney. Sound supervision was by Marcus MacDonald, sound effects by Brendan Fitzgerald and Noel Roberts. The director was John Lynch. Producers for the Abbey Reads, Kathleen Barrington and Moira Nigroña.